Bahraini regime forces have killed a teenage protester as people have marked the second anniversary of their revolution. Hossein Al-Jaziri died after being shot in the stomach during a protest outside the capital, Manama. Security forces have also attacked demonstrators in several areas across the country and have arrested several people. Human Rights Watch has slammed Canada for failing to address allegations of abuse of Aboriginal women by police. The rights body said Prime Minister Stephen Harper is ignoring the lack of meaningful accountability for police misconduct. The group has released a report describing physical and sexual abuse of Native women by Canadian police. The Pentagon has created a new medal to honor troops who launch cyber attacks or remote-controlled drone strikes. The award has been called the Distinguished Warfare Medal. The U.S. has used drones to assassinate targets in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. Israeli forces have shot and wounded at least two Palestinians in the northern Gaza Strip. The incident occurred near the security fence east of Beit Hanun. Medics said one of the victims is in critical condition. At least four Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks since November. Armed gangs in Syria have reportedly hijacked a bus and kidnapped a number of civilian passengers. The incident happened in Idlib province. Insurgents have reportedly held at least 40 civilians, most of them women and children. The UN has said nearly 70,000 people have died in almost 2 years of unrest in Syria. Greek pensioners have marched through the streets of the capital to protest the government's austerity cuts. Elders said they are suffering multiple blows from cost-cutting measures. Athens has planned to reduce pensions by 5% to 15% and completely cut three holiday bonuses. The benefits are a significant income supplement for pensioners. Tunisians have gathered outside the French embassy to slam France's interference in their country's politics. Protesters were angry at remarks by the French interior minister over the recent killing of an opposition figure. Manuel Valls accused Islamic groups of murdering Shoukry Belaid. The assassination sparked anti-government protests in several cities. Israel, for the first time, has confirmed the death of an Israeli-Australian man who worked for its spy agency. The man, identified as Ben Zeiger, was found hanged in his cell at a prison near Tel Aviv 2 years ago. He was jailed over suspected misconduct while spying for Mossad.